Welcome back. This is the Confident Collective podcast, and we are your hosts. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Christina. We are curb models, content creators, and some would even say comedians.
We started the Confident Collective podcast to help you live your most confident life by sharing our stories and sitting down with experts to talk about, well, life.
We chat sex, dating, business, relationships, and so much more. We hope you love this episode, so let's get into it.
Okay, guys, Gabe and I are going on our first vacation together. I'm so excited. We're going to Holbox in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying it right. And I was literally getting my hair done the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm going to Mexico in a few weeks. She's like, oh, where are you going? I just got back from Holbox. And I was like, that's where I'm going. And she was like, literally, it is my favorite place. She's like, I've been back 5 times. She's She's like, it is so much fun. My hairdresser sent me all of her favorite recommendations, like all this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. But here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're traveling, I don't know what your and Steve's situation is, but like if you have like clear and pre-check or whatever and you can like fly through and Steve doesn't, are you staying with him or are you like going through and doing your own security?
I probably would stay with him. Because it depends on the situation. It depends. I could see myself being like, I'm just going to go through and get us coffee. Do you know what I mean? And yes. Do something like that. But we don't have pre-check or anything like that. Just me for the amount I travel.
I'm literally shocked.
Me too. Every single time I get to the airport, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I really gotta get it pre-checked.
Every single time. No, it's because we paid and started doing global entry, but we're never able to get an appointment. And it was like a whole big thing. And now like we have like another kid. So it's like, anyways, I could see both sides.
Okay. I'm leaving him in the dust. Yeah. I'm like, I'll meet you there. I'm going to go sit down. I'll order some drinks. Like, let's chill.
Yeah.
Like, see you later. But then part of me is like in that new annoying phase where I'm like just so obsessed with him. I'm like, oh my God, I just like want to stand with him and be with him.
I mean, if you're with someone, it's like, I will say I am such an impatient person. Like, I could see myself wanting to do that and be like, I'm not waiting. Like, this is your own fucking fault. You have to like be with the normals. Okay?
Yeah, I'm like.
However, it's like, what's the point? You guys are going on this trip together.
But here's the only thing why we actually did go to Denver together like a couple weeks ago. And
oh, yeah.
I left it.
All right. You had a trip already.
Yeah, I guess. But it didn't feel like a vacation because it was like I was like staying at my parents'.
Wait, did you guys sleep in the same bedroom at your parents' house?
Dude, we did. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know when Steve and I were living in LA together? For the first year or two, we'd come back and we would sleep in separate bedrooms meanwhile we were like living together.
No, my dad was literally like, Gabe has to sleep on the couch. And I'm like, oh my God, no, he's not.
Oh,
and
you said something? I'd be like,
no,
okay.
No, he was kind of joking.
Okay.
But that's hilarious.
Yeah. So did you leave him in the dust when you went to Denver?
Yes, because I always bring some like things that are not like TSA size. Like I'll bring like a full size certain things when I'm traveling.
Okay.
And I feel like when I go through TSA, I never get stopped for it. So I was like, Gabe, bye. I got to go. Like, I don't want to get stopped because I've got, you know, like bigger liquids and stuff. And again, went through TSA. I was running in 2 minutes and I always get to bring my liquids.
I did not know that's a thing.
I mean, I don't know if it is. That's my theory.
Can I know what you're bringing? I think you're like, being very like discreet about it. You're being like a little weird.
Like toothpaste. Like I bring like a full size toothpaste.
I was like, what is she fucking bringing? Absinthe or something?
No. I thought you were going to be like lube.
I kind of thought that too, but you know.
No, I have travel size everything usually, but like sometimes, you know, a full size toothpaste or like a perfume I threw in there.
I do kind of feel like full size toothpaste should be just the norm. Like, I'm sorry. Like that is something like you're grabbing and going.
Yeah, I know. So,
okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So actually when this airs, we'll just have been back from our Mexico vacation.
Are you nervous?
No. We're just like really chill and have so much fun together. I mean, he has seen me stressed. He made me go to Whole Foods on Sunday and he was like, whoa, that was like the first time I've seen you stressed out. And I was like, literally, I can't. I'm like, I'm like, he was like, I thought you were going to snap. I was like, I was on the brink. but I feel like I'm really, traveling is like, yeah, easy peasy for me. So
I do feel like you learn a lot about someone when you travel with them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. But that's really funny. Like it made me think of mine and Steve's first trip together. And we had the best time. But there were so many things that could go wrong or that are in your head or you're worried about. Like, for instance, like I think I told you this before, but like I went to Greece and then went straight to Italy with Steve.
Yeah.
And I had not gone to the bathroom in like a month.
Because you didn't want to, like, go to the bathroom?
No, because, like, the travel and everything messed up my body so much.
Yeah.
That when I was in Italy with Steve, I was like, this is awful. He just, like, made it so funny. I was like, I cannot believe I'm talking about going to the bathroom in front of this guy.
I still get kind of weird about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he just made it, like, so chill and so funny. He was like, oh, you have ICS, huh? I was like, what is that?
IBS?
ICS. I can't shit. Oh, that's what he started calling it. And I was like, what? And he like made that joke about it. And I was like, okay, like.
Wait, that's so funny. When Gabe and I say we need to do that, I'm like, I need some GFT, like Gabe free time.
Oh, there's like, get
and
the fuck
like,
out.
And he's like, RFT, Rayan, free time.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Get the fuck out. No.
No. No. Didn't work.
Wow. Okay, so that was like the main thing on the trip. Like when you first were traveling, you were like, oh, the bathroom situation.
Yeah, because that's an awkward situation, especially when you're sharing a room. It's different if you're like going out together, you know?
That's why I moved the trip up a week, because I was like, I cannot share a bathroom with him for the first time and be on my period. Mm. I literally moved the trip up a full week because of that.
I get it. Was he like, you're crazy for moving the whole trip up?
Oh, he thinks I'm psychotic, but like, he's obsessed with me.
Yeah, so it's fine.
He thinks I'm literally insane. So, but somehow it's working in my favor. Yeah. Hopefully it still keeps going this way.
I do kind of feel like you are someone who's normally like very stable and responsible and has her shit together, and probably like because you've had to, like you've been taking care of yourself for so long. So it's nice for you to like be a little relaxed, you know?
It's so nice. Like actually the other day we were, this gets into my obsessed, and looking for apartments again.
Oh my gosh.
Because being a financially responsible adult is just like not fun and no one talks about it. And look, so I literally thought that I was like getting scammed on my apartment. I'm like, I'm paying way too much, like blah, blah, blah. Because basically there was a unit in the building, two bed, one bath. And I have a two bed, two bath that was like $2,000 cheaper.
Which is a huge difference.
Which is a huge difference. And essentially my building will not let me move within the building unless I'm increasing rent or moving
That's
into a bigger
so
apartment.
Crazy.
Insane.
Is that legal?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have to rent it to you if they don't want to. Yeah.
So I was looking at apartments and I was asking these couple buildings in my same neighborhood what their two bedrooms are going for. $10,000. And I'm just like, fuck, maybe I do have a good deal. And I've already like told the apartment I'm not renewing my lease. And I'm looking at these apartments that are like in my budget. Like I would be saving like $2,000 a month. And they're just so small. Honestly, this is where like, I'm annoying, okay? But like with my job, with life, like I really feel at peace when everything has place. And like I did in my one bedroom in LA, like I don't know how the fuck I fit everything everywhere. Mm-hmm. And like I just felt kind of like always anxious and like a little bit like, ugh. And you know, we're always getting stuff for work. Like sometimes I have to shoot for, you know, I'm shooting for Express and they send me 10, 12 looks. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to put that in a studio? So anyway, I'm just kind of like, what am I doing? This is just, but I'm trying to just take a deep breath and focus on that. I will find a space. I just have to get creative with space. Mm-hmm. I really do believe I can find a place where I can save like at least $1,500 a month, put that towards a down payment, hopefully on an apartment some in the next 1 to 2 years, and I'll still be able to be happy and like have more than one closet. So
I think you will be okay, but I do think that you're right, like having to shift that mentality. And also like think about how much stuff that you have that you're not even using. Like maybe you need to downsize some of your belongings a little bit, or like maybe you have to be like, okay, these Express items are coming in. I'm gonna have a styling rack in my living room for a week. That's gonna be annoying, but then it's gone. You know what I mean? And just be open-minded to it.
Yeah.
And also, like, are you being flexible on locations in the city?
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you looking?
Well, I'm looking in Brooklyn and the city.
Okay.
I actually just looked at Greenpoint. I really love Greenpoint. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a very cool neighborhood. Looking at a few different neighborhoods in Brooklyn and then looking at a few in Manhattan, I literally am just kind of trying to find the right space. My main priorities are natural light and there's just a lot of factors, but natural light and ideally washer and dryer.
I was going to say, I knew you were thinking
But
that.
I did find an apartment that would be like this building, my dream building, and the laundry's in the basement, but I would move in there even if the laundry's in the basement.
Oh my gosh, I was like, you're like, I just moved to the basement.
I will live in the laundry room.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's my full-time job right now, but it was so sweet because like we looked at apartments, I was feeling a little bit stressed.
Is Gabe coming with you to look at them?
Gabe came to look at them and he was literally like, okay, sit down. He's like, I don't want you to get up for the rest of the night. He literally went to Whole Foods, cooked me dinner, brought me flowers, cleaned the apartment, broke down my boxes while I sat there. And like, I have never had someone like help me and like take care of me like that. And I honestly still can't believe it. It was the sweetest thing. He was like, do not get up. He's like, just chill. I'm going to do all this. And I was like, should we get married?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm like,
there is nothing better than an amazing, loving partner who can also be a personal assistant.
You have cracked the code.
I've cracked the code. No, but I'm so happy for you. That's awesome.
Thank you. Okay, what are you obsessing over?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So one of my best friends, Mariana, who you've met before, and if you
love
guys
her.
Listen, when we did the Sports Illustrated like beach meetup in Malibu, she was there. So if you came to that event, she was there too. She's just like one of my ride or die like best friends. I freaking love her so much. Dude, her and her brother are so freaking talented, and they have a movie out on Amazon called Musica. I am obsessed with it. Like, the talent in this movie is so freaking insane. Like, her mom is in it too. Her brother's in it. Her brother wrote, directed, starred, scored, and edited the movie.
Okay, I need to watch it.
Like, I honestly, I'm like, Mary, like, do you guys realize you're going to win an Oscar one day? Like, I'm so freaking proud of them. And the movie is so good. It is so good. And unlike anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Cami Mendes is in it. I forget, like, Francesca Real. I feel like that's her name, is in it. Like, it's just such a good movie. And the story is so good and it's so funny. So I'm obsessed with that, like, just in itself.
Yes,
but then,
we love
like,
that.
Also the feeling of being so freaking proud for someone and so excited with, like, literally, like, 0 ounce of, like, because I do feel like sometimes, like, you can be proud for someone and excited for them, but there's, like, a little jealousy or there's, like, a little comparison. Like, just have nothing but, like, good vibes and support and, like, positive feelings for someone is just such a good feeling, like, as a friend. And I'm just so happy for them. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait, where can we watch it?
On Amazon.
On Amazon.
Amazon Video. Yeah, you guys have to watch it. It's so good. And let me know what you think about it. Maybe I'll, like,
incredible.
Do a chat in the Patreon about it.
Yeah.
Because I would love to know your thoughts.
We can discuss.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay,
it's
Mariana.
So good. And I'm like so proud of them. I'm like, dude, you have a fucking movie. Like a film. You guys made this? Like that's just so crazy.
I can't even wrap my brain around having that much talent to act. He directed it.
Directed it.
And did something with the music?
Scored it.
Okay.
Wrote the music.
Okay, so like I don't even know what that would be like to have that much talent.
I'm tone deaf. I'm literally tone deaf.
I am when I sing with you.
Yeah. I'm only good at being literally just myself. Like, that's it. Like, no other skill set.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, just imagine having this much talent. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So go watch it.
Okay, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
It's so good. I'm so proud of them. So I've been obsessed with that.
Amazing. Well, this episode is going to be so good.
So we have Chelsea from Love is Blind. Okay, if you haven't seen Love is Blind, you're still going to love this episode because no matter what, you've seen clips of Chelsea on the internet. I feel like the internet has roasted her. One of the main things that people have roasted her on is her saying that she looks like Megan Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking a lot about this. Have people ever sent you photos of someone or videos of someone who they think you look like? Because I think that there's this thing where any celebrity doppelganger you have is probably like a little bit better looking than you are, right? If people say that. But any person in real life that people compare you to is always less better looking than you are.
Literally, you're like,
I'm like, wait, really? You think I look like you? Like, bye.
And I'm literally like, wait, what?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I
feel like this
is
a universal experience. When someone's like, oh, blah, 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 told me I look like you, I'm like, great. I feel great about myself now.
You're like, oh.
I'm like, yeah, we look so much alike. It must be the eyes. Someday.
No, it's honestly like when someone sends you or says someone you look like someone or like tags like, oh my gosh, you look like Rand Lingus and I go to it, I'm always been disappointed.
Literally, that's what I'm saying. But whenever like, someone tells me like celebrity doppelgangers, I'm like, I can never share that because I do not look as good as them.
Who have people said you look like as a celebrity?
I've gotten Angelina Jolie. No.
I see it.
Are you being sarcastic? Cami Mendes and Phoebe Tonkin.
Oh, I don't know who the last one is.
Phoebe Tonkin. She's like probably who I get the most. And I think it's honestly just like a dark hair, light eye situation.
I do feel like the hair plays a huge part in what people think lookalikes. Mm-hmm. Because when I was blonde, I told Chelsea this, I got Jennifer Aniston a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like I do need to preface, like I'll never forget. I was at Jersey Mike's in LA and the guy working was like, damn, you look like a fat Jennifer Aniston. And I was like, you know what, sir? Thank you.
Yeah. I will say though, I don't see that. But when you have different hair, I have seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now with red hair, I don't get anyone really.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm just one of a kind.
I used to see Phoebe Tonkin around all the time, and I was always like, I don't see it.
Do we? I need to Google her. I don't know what
she
looks
Google
like.
Her and you'll see. But anyways, when she was saying, I was like thinking about it, I was like, you're just damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm. No one tell me I look like a celebrity because I know I'll never look as good as them. And two, don't tell me you look like me because I'll always be disappointed.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself, okay?
That should be an unspoken rule. Well, on that note, let's welcome Chelsea to the podcast. In the last few years, I was so guilty of jumping on every single skincare trend I saw pop up on my TikTok, and it took a toll on my skin. I was just doing way too much. So if you're also feeling overwhelmed, you're probably overdoing it and you just need to simplify. So I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It is the very first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause fine lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. I've been using their products for the last 5 months or so, and my skin is so happy. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TCC at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code TCC. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. So you're back to work. You're back as a flight attendant. I need to know, what was your thought process behind this? Because you're a celebrity now. Can you even get work done on the plane? Everyone's probably trying to get selfies with you. Why did you decide to go back and how has it been?
It's been so wild. It's been so crazy. It's so fun. Everyone's so kind. Everyone gets so excited. We were delayed 45 minutes the other day because people were losing their minds and wanting to take selfies. And I just felt so excited because everyone's just so nice. And you guys, you've seen it. I didn't get the best edit. So anyone who's nice to me, I'm like, please.
Yes. Wait. Nice. First of all, that's amazing. And also, I'm not going to lie. Girl, I feel like America had it out for you. So man. I feel like that's something that all reality stars kind of say, is that people are so mean behind their keyboards. And then in person, they are so lovely. So first of all, what a nice experience that you've had. And two, looking back on this whole experience, what was it like when you kind of felt like America had it out for you? Take us through that experience, because I feel like that's kind of wild.
I definitely did not expect it. This whole past year after we were done filming, I was like, okay, I'm Gucci. I was myself. I didn't really do anything that I don't think I'll get dragged for, but you never know. I stand by this. You can say you like the color pink and people will hate you for it. I think I posted a video the other day where I was eating out of a plastic container and I'm getting my ass handed to me. So, you can just say anything and someone's going to hate you. So I really prepared myself to be okay, which I shouldn't have. I should have done the complete opposite of people are going to be mad no matter what. So when it came out, I had this whole launch party with all my girlfriends. We rented this Airbnb. It was so special. It was, the first 6 episodes. It was just the one and only time I'll probably ever have in my life where I have this amazing opportunity. So I had all my girls come over and we're watching the first couple episodes and I'm all excited. And then I slowly started to see it go down and I was like, you know what? Let's just turn this off. Let's do something else.
Oh. So
really navigating. I just remember laying in bed that night and seeing the way the world was reacting to me. And I'm like, this is not expected. So not that I expected to be loved or anything. I just didn't know what to expect. So navigating that was new.
Chelsea, you can say you expected to be loved because Rayanne always said if she went on The Bachelor, she'd be America's favorite.
So I'm like, I can't go on reality TV. Everyone would love me. And honestly, I feel like I'd probably be in your shoe because I have to say, though, I am so impressed with how you've handled everything because I truly could not believe the level that this got to. Even if you didn't watch the show, you knew what was going on. You knew you and Jimmy and the drama that was happening. And I have to say, you handled it with such grace and humor and you got on there. And I feel like because of that, that's why people are taking selfies with you and because they're seeing the real you and are actually okay, this girl's really cool. And I just think you handled it impeccably well.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know I could handle it at all. And I'm like, whoa, girl. I don't read the comments. And I think that's a huge saving grace for me. So I think when it first came out, I was reading a few of them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not bringing anything into my life. Why would I read that? So that's just how I am normally. I handle things with humor and I make light of the situation. And obviously, it's a reality show. So if you're that pressed over some silly, crazy girl, crying on TV, then, your life is golden because, if you're that mad, I think that the world just really saw, this is so awful to say, the world really saw hating me as, a trend. So they all just joined this bandwagon, and I'm like, that's disgusting. That is so sad as a society. Yeah. It's so disappointing to see, but I think it speaks volumes of my character is that I wasn't letting any of these people bring me down.
That's amazing, because sometimes I'll be honest with you, like there could be 100 positive comments and like one negative one, and the negative one just stands out so much more. So to experience that on a much greater level, like a lot of respect to you. I think the first thing that everyone saw that was like a lot of negativity around it was the whole Megan Fox comment. Now for me, I'm going to be honest with you. I guess my hang up with that is like, why did you guys in the pods want to know what each other looked like? Because I feel like that's such a slippery slope that would like scare me so much. Because one, I'd be like, either I'm giving an inaccurate representation or now this is clouding my mind. Like, am I choosing someone more for like what I think they would look like? So like, take me through your thought process on that.
So obviously that's the biggest dragging. So I have been saying my biggest regret is the Megan Fox comment, not because of who I compared myself to. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other ball game. For the whole sole purpose of Love is Blind is to go in blind. It defeats the purpose. But when it came to that comment, everyone was making these silly comments. People were drawing each other. People were comparing themselves to other celebrities. It wasn't just myself doing it. So really, it's so funny that like my trauma has to be a rule that I told the creators. I'm like, y'all have to make an official rule. Like, we can't be silly, goofy, crazy, you know, talking about our celeb lookalikes. That was a 5-hour date. We talk about everything under the sun. That just came out. I also said I look like Adele, or that I get I look like Adele and Katy Perry. It wasn't specifically Megan Fox. Like I said, we all were doing it. Biggest regret, Jimmy took it and ran with it. He heard one thing that he wanted to hear, and he said, bet.
Yeah.
Right.
Which it makes you feel better. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I literally used to get that I look like Jennifer Aniston. And I was like, I'd be in the same boat as you. People would be like, this bitch doesn't look. I'm like, oh, you know, people tell me I look like Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, I'd be like, oh my God. Like, so girl, I would be in the same boat. And yeah, it is kind of crazy. I feel like there was definitely not very much responsibility put on Jimmy for maybe how that influenced his decision too.
Yeah, he's never said, obviously he would never speak up on that, and I can't be in his head, but he's never said that that persuade his decision, but who knows? I have no idea. People have asked me if it has, and I have no clue.
I just want to rewind for a minute, because I do find the whole experiment of Love is Blind to be so, so fascinating, and I love the concept of it so much. I guess I want to know, like, what made you decide to go on it, and to... do you think it works? Like, is this something that you would maybe even do again if it weren't, let's say, I don't know, reality TV or just in general?
Yeah. The concept of the show is so brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's just so brilliant. I remember when it first came out, I was like, oh my gosh, this concept is nuts. Whoever does this show is not right in the head. And I'm like, I have to watch it. Like, this is good TV. And when you like really watch it and see and get to the nitty gritty, the point of falling in love with someone or even meeting someone and having this awesome connection with someone without seeing what they look like, it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely brilliant. And a lot of the viewers don't understand. They think we're in the pods for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. We're in the pods for up to 5+ hours with this person with no phone, like no distractions. We're just with each other, and you get to the nitty gritty with these people, and it's just amazing. It's so wonderful to have the connections and build connections off of just solely talking to someone. So I would 100% do it again. I applied because dating nowadays, it doesn't sound like you're in the dating world anymore. I'm not really sure, but
are
you in it?
Well, I was single and dating for 5 years, and I just recently have a boyfriend now, but I mean, so I know the dating world very well.
So crusty in Charlotte. You know, I was living in New York too. I was in Queens, and dating in New York was awful. So I moved to Charlotte to give Charlotte a try. Dating in Charlotte is awful. So I really just wanted to do something that's just super on brand for me, super out of the box, super not normal. And I didn't think I would be chosen, and I was chosen, and I'm on this crazy journey that I'm still working through right now.
So it's been like a little bit, and obviously we talked about like how America was like out for you, but you've had some time. Like, how are you feeling now? Like, if your friend was really like, Chelsea, how are you really doing right now?
Yeah, I'm doing amazing. I'm doing really good. I'm getting back into the dating world right now. I'm having awesome opportunities come into my lap. It's just been amazing. I'm back at work. I'm just getting back into my routine, and I'm really happy. I'm very, very happy with my growth and who I have really been molded into through this journey. So, yeah, I'm living my best life.
That makes me so happy to hear.
You seem super positive and confident, and I feel like the show kind of painted you as someone who was really insecure. I mean, obviously, we all have our moments of insecurity, right? But do you feel like they ran with that, or you got a certain edit? Because I feel like from the scenes that I might have seen on TV, I don't feel like I'm necessarily talking to the same Chelsea. So,
getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
I think all of us in some sort of type of way have dealt with insecurities in their life. And I think that back then, that was a year ago, I'm in an uncomfortable situation. I think my insecurities were very heightened, but also I am very confident. I'm very secure in who I am as a person. I'm 31. I've seen a lot of life and I've gone through a lot of things that have molded me into the woman I am today. I've had a lot of crazy relationships. I was in a relationship that made me very insecure. And that has nothing to do with him, but those insecurities were times 10 when I was in that relationship because of the way he was making me feel. I was secure in myself. I wasn't secure in the relationship I was in. So that's what you guys got to see. And you guys have only seen Chelsea in this toxic relationship that she's trying to navigate in a very fast-paced environment. So that's a different woman than I am on a daily basis. And so it sucks to have the world know that side of me rather than who I am.
Yeah, but I actually think that's a really important differentiation. And I do think that a lot of times, like, you see someone and you're like, wait a minute, like, why is she with this guy? Like, does she not see herself? Like, you can see out of a friend in a bad relationship and see them so clearly and be like, girl, get yourself out. And they sometimes can't see the situation that they're in. So I do think that's a really good point. I guess watching your relationship back, and did you watch the whole show back?
It was hard. I watched briefly.
Girl, I can't watch myself back at all. I'm not even.
We literally came and watched these podcast videos.
I can't watch these podcast videos.
We're like, oh my God.
No, literally. I was trying to edit. I did this little episode for the Drew Barrymore show. It's like a 5-minute segment. I had to have my husband watch it and tell me what points to edit because I was like.
You were like, I can't.
I can't watch myself. I can't watch myself. But watching yourself back, or even just living through this experience, what have you learned in your relationship with Jimmy of how you want to feel in a relationship and what you're really looking for in a partner moving forward?
It's so interesting because at the time I had these rose-colored glasses on where I was seeing what I wanted to see. So like when we were good for a moment, I would just pick and pull and be like, oh, yes, like we're getting married. Like this is amazing. But it was not. It was so toxic. It was so bad. And at the time I thought we had great communication. We did not at all. I was seeing bits and pieces, like I said, that I would want to see. In a future relationship, communication is so key. I need a partner who truly hears me out rather than tells me he's hearing me and then he's really not, or his actions aren't matching his words. So communication, just respect. I wasn't getting respect in that relationship, and that's just not a lot to ask for, I feel like, in a relationship. So seeing what I saw back and knowing what I was living through and knowing how I am today is complete opposite of what I was dealing with. I said yes to an engagement. It wasn't like I just said yes to a date. Mm-hmm. So on top of like the toxicity in our relationship, I was also trying to work through this engagement. I agreed to a proposal for you. So I'm doing my best to make this relationship work. And I knew he wasn't listening to me. So I need someone who has good communication skills, who respects me, who has boundaries, and maybe who doesn't like to party every night. I don't know. Let's just avoid that.
Okay, I was dying. No, I'm not. Okay, I listened to one podcast where he was like saying he wasn't partying, but then he was in Vegas at a party. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to drag anyone. But I have to say, I relate so much when you're saying, like, seeing yourself back, like, that relationship brought out a part of you that you're like, who was that? And I feel like that happens to so many women where this relationship, like, I had a past relationship where I look back and I tell my friends, I'm like, if you met me during that time, you would be like, who is that girl? Like, it just was a bad combination. And I know you said that you beg Jimmy to go through with the proposal. I think he said he was going to back out like twice or something. And you said you would never do that again. Do you feel like you were begging him to do that because you felt like you made this commitment and you needed to see it through? Or was it because you like were really in love with this man?
Looking back on it, I thought I was so in love with him, but I did say yes, and he said yes. We both agreed to the experiment. We knew how intense the experiment was. It's very uncomfortable. It's very fast. It's very not normal. It's very unique. So agreeing to the experiment and seeing it through was my top priority. I said yes to you. We've had amazing times. We've had really bad times. We've worked through them. Let's see it up until the day. And so, yeah, I did absolutely. I begged him to see it through. Because I was also on the defense. Every other day, I was like, okay, it's a no from me. I can't work past this. And then we would work past it. And then I would think, okay, it's a yes for me. Like, we're having an amazing time. We're really getting through to each other. We were still learning about each other. From the time after the DR, we had 3 weeks to live together. Mm. That is so, so quick. So we're under a lot of stress. There's cameras in our face. There's so many different things. We're not filming all day. We're only filming in the afternoons. We're still working. There was just so many factors playing into it. So seeing it through to the end was my main goal. So instead of begging him, I wish I just walked away rather than belittling myself and not giving myself the respect I needed to, because I wasn't. Yeah, I agreed to a proposal from him, but at the end of the day, he's telling me no. I'm not giving myself any respect. So never will I do that ever again. Ever.
You gotta
I'm
go
so
you
grateful
got,
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, you gotta go through it to know, and then you look back and you're like, oh my God, I will never do that again. We've all been there.
100%. Yeah. And I'm just so glad that I got dragged for speaking up about certain situations that were making me not feel secure. And I want to be a voice for women who are in a similar situation. Like, don't ever make yourself smaller for a man, or don't ever not speak up for your feelings. If you feel a certain type of way, listen to those feelings. Like, don't be in a toxic relationship by any means, but never be afraid to speak up for how you're feeling. Your feelings are valid, and you're feeling that way for a reason. They don't just come out of nowhere. So it's very important to remember that.
Yeah, I think that it's so much easier to say, like, listen to your gut or, like, listen to your intuition than it is to act on it. So I do feel like being able to listen to that and then, like, also not be embarrassed or scared to, like, stand up for yourself and voice, like, your concerns. That is a skill that I think really takes a lot of practice, because it is easier said than done to speak up for yourself. I'm going to tell you two things that I'm infuriated by. One, what's the deal with the reunion? I was just like, is there another episode here? Because I just feel like we didn't. No, I honestly kept checking. I'm like, did I miss something? Because I don't feel like we got to hear from you. And I feel like, at least as far in my world, and from, I would say, most people on the internet too, like, you were a huge storyline, if not like the main storyline, as far as media is concerned. So that was infuriating to me. And then two, what's up with Trevor? Like, I would love to know. One, like, as soon as you heard about the text coming through, like, what was your initial reaction? And then why do you think there was such a disparity of, like, the way America kind of treated you versus treating him? For, I would say, like, what he did is a million times worse. You know what I mean?
So the reunion really surprised all of us. I think there were rumors going around that Jimmy and I requested to not be spoken to. And that's absolutely complete opposite. I went there. I wanted to tell my story. I had a whole story that wasn't shared. And there were a lot of issues I wanted to discuss with Jimmy on camera in front of Nick and Vanessa. That's the whole point of a reunion.
Literally.
I don't know why. I couldn't explain it. We still don't really understand why. That's why I've been taking a lot of podcasts and doing a lot of media to tell my story. So it's been good on that point, I guess. That's very confusing. We don't understand. And then Trevor, God bless. That's horrible. That was absolutely horrible. So I actually heard about the girlfriend the night before we flew out for the reunion. Her friend wrote me on Instagram, and I was actually texting Trevor, and we were talking about the reunion, and he said, I just have a feeling something's going to come up out of nowhere, and I'm just not good with confrontation.
Oh, that kind of gives me chills. He knew.
So I thought, and this is regrets on my end, but I thought it was just someone coming out of the woodworks. Mm. They wrote me and said, you dodged a bullet with Trevor. And
with any, without any, with more context.
Yeah, yeah. Saying that he had a girlfriend the whole time and blah, 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 blah. And I just didn't want to get involved in it. Like, I didn't pick Trevor. So what he did, that's on him. He has to sleep at night with that. The world's going to rip him a new one. I didn't choose you. If I chose you, it'd be a completely different story. Mm. So going into the reunion, I even told him, I said, so weird. I just got a DM on Instagram saying you had a girlfriend, or I can't even remember how I worded it. And he goes, yeah, Reddit's going crazy saying I ruined a marriage or something. Like, people are losing their minds. So I didn't think anything of it, honestly. I just thought it was just another person just trying to cause issues, or I didn't know, because we're all getting it. So the next day we land in LA, we lose our phones. We don't have our phones during the reunion. So we land in LA, they take our phones, there's all this chaos going on. So when Trevor came up, of course I wanted to say certain things like, no wonder I had, and I did say, my intuition was telling me no, I couldn't explain it. I had no idea why I couldn't get to a point with you. And that was exactly why. I just had a feeling that it was the clout and it was the cameras and it was the following that he wanted. I mean, at one point he was helping me decide his Instagram handle name.
Oh.
He was talking about getting followed. And
interesting.
It just wasn't sitting right with me. So, and I didn't speak up about it because the world loved him, and they already hated me. So me speaking up about someone they love, like, that's going to do me no service.
You're like, I'm not going there.
Yeah, forget it.
No, don't even. And I'm not going to put hate on someone else to get more love. So I just didn't say anything. And so, you know, I'm getting dragged for not picking him, but I wasn't speaking up of why I didn't pick him. And that's exactly why. There was something behind going on, and I had a feeling. And so at the reunion, I had a few things I wanted to say. But the second I saw him get on stage and just be this massive man, just like so small, it was so uncomfortable. It was so awkward. And I just couldn't dig him in a hole. The world did that for him. So I'm getting dragged for not giving him hate. So there's no winning.
Yeah. But I like what you just said, like, what he did was messed up, but like, you didn't choose him. So, and I do feel like at least he did say, the only person I really need to apologize here is to you. So,
and he truly has.
Yeah. So I think that's good. And I will say, like, from a viewer's point of view, it seemed like you and Jimmy were ready to talk. Like, Jimmy kept saying, I'm not getting into this. Like, I have enough stuff that's coming my way. So I was just so confused. So thanks for clarifying that. So I'm like bummed for you guys and bummed for us.
Yeah. And we did speak. It's so funny because, like, right after the reunion, we flew to Fort Lauderdale together for press. And the world was in a frenzy because him and I were seen together. And I think they knew that that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so at the reunion, they asked us if we were single or if we were seeing each other or what everyone wanted cleared up at the reunion. And they chose not to air it. So, like, we're, like, riding this wave of, like, are you guys still together? I'm still getting messages asking if I'm with him or not.
Okay, well, you're not together. Right?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Have you been on any dates since?
No.
No. Okay. Are you ready to start dating?
Yeah. I just saw Mariah, but I just got on Hinge and I'm like, instant regrets.
No.
Instant
regrets.
Wait,
why? For you.
Is it why because of the show or just because you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to get into this dating world again?
It's the same men who have been there for years and years and years. It's just like, it's nothing to do with the show. It's just, dating is just so crusty. It's just so crusty. So we'll see. I'm going to give it a try. What's meant to be will be.
I'm excited.
I'm not pressed by any means.
I feel like you just got to live your life. Like, your life completely just changed. Like, you need to just, like, stand in this, like, confidence. You should be so proud of yourself for overcoming all of this shit that you've been through. Like, you just need to stand in this. And I feel like good things are coming your way, Chelsea. I feel like you're going to, like, meet someone in person. I'm excited for you for this next chapter, honestly.
Thank
it's going to be great.
I'm excited, too. It'll be nice. Like I said, I've had so much growth. And I'm just so proud of who I've really become. And I'm excited. And hopefully whoever's supposed to fall into my life, you know, I'm ready for it.
They will.
Is there anyone from like the Love is Blind family, or I guess just like anyone on the internet, celebrities, whatever, that you were like, oh my gosh, like if I could date this person, I would?
Not really. I haven't focused on it too much. So now I'm kind of like, my eyes are
open.
So I'm like,
yeah. You need to be using Instagram and TikTok as a dating app, okay? I want you sliding into DMs. I'm serious. You need to be sliding into DMs. It works. Christina's always shocked by how many DMs. I was like, I used to slide into celebrities' DMs all the time.
Really?
Like, that was my reaction. I was like, what? She's like, hey, you want to get dinner tonight?
Stop.
No, literally.
No, literally.
No, I'm not even joking. But like, you need to be doing that because you'll actually show up in their messages because you're like verified. I was like probably at the bottom of the requests. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, you stop. That is so funny. And good old Charlotte. There's no one out there, you know?
You know, you're a flight attendant. You can travel.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, don't limit yourself to Charlotte, girl. You're in the skies. You're in the skies.
The world is your oyster.
Literally.
I love it. I love the hype. You know what? You guys have encouraged me. I'm just going to get on IG and just start scrolling.
And not only that, like, I hope your dating apps have, like, locations to wherever you are. Because, like, what if you, like, land in Denver and there's, like, someone there waiting for you?
I think you're right. You guys are broadening my horizon. I'm just getting back into it. I have been off of them for so long. So I'm like,
we're like, Chelsea, don't start small. Don't start small. Don't limit yourself.
Don't limit yourself.
The world's your oyster.
In a few months, when we see you dating like a hot celebrity, I'm going to be like, she slid into his DMs.
Yeah.
It was like, it's because of me.
Literally. I'm going to take credit for it.
Oh my God. Okay. So what's next for you? Like, what are you looking forward to right now? Like, can you share any exciting upcoming things you're working on? Yeah. Spill the tea.
I have a few fun things coming up, which is really exciting. So I can't say too much, but it's going to be very fun. I'm back to work. I'm traveling a lot. I'm partnering with a ton of travel agencies that are sending me all over, which is very exciting. And and then just working my business. So living my best life, hanging out, enjoying myself, doing this new journey. It's just wild.
Amazing. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us. Mm-hmm. We're so excited for you, and we just appreciate you being here. We know our listeners are going to love this.
Yeah, and we're just excited to follow along and see what's next.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you both for letting me tell my story.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks, guys.